ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur
by Rabbi Eliezer Eichhorn.
Maseches Sanhedrin is dedicated by Mr. Zisha Lipschitz in honor of Rabbi Yaakov Metz.
We are now running our annual raffle campaign to keep Shas Illuminated going. The grand prize is two round-trip tickets to Eretz Yisrael or a full set of Masifta Shas. The second prize is an Apple Mac Air laptop and the third prize a full set of Art Scroll Shas. The price of one ticket is $36 or four tickets for $100. Shas Illuminated runs completely on your donations, so help us today. Go to www.shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS, that is 203-312-7427, to purchase your ticket today and become a partner in changing Daf Yomi forever.
This year is on Sanhedrin Daf Mem Tes. The Gemara Daf Mem Ches Amud Beis brings a braisa which brings the halacha of Haruge Malchus Nechsei and the Melech. If the Melech is Mechayev a person Misa, the Melech has a right to kill a person if the person is married by Malchus. B'malkam that the Melech kills a person for being married by Malchus, the halacha is Haruge Malchus, the Nechasm of that person, don't go to his Yoshim. The Nechasm of the person who is killed for being married by Malchus, his Nechasm go to the Melech. And this is by Haruge Malchus, Mashenken Haruge Bezdin, the Braisa brings the Halacha Nechsei and the Yoshim, the Nechasm of Haruge Bezdin, if a Bezdin's Mechayev a person Misa, for being over an Aveira, the Nechasm of that person go to the Yoshin. There is no Halacha that the Nechasm should go to Bezdin. Haruge Bezdin, Nechsei and the Yoshin. And Rabbi Yehuda is Chelik on the Tanakamba. Rabbi Yehuda holds Af Haruge Malchus also have this Halacha that Nechsei and the Yoshin. Rabbi Yehuda is Chelik on this Halacha that Haruge Malchus, Nechsei and the Melech. And the Halacha we paskin like the Tanakamba, we paskin Haruge Malchus, Nechsei and the Melech. And we have to be mefarish, what is the gedder of this Halacha? What is the beer in this halacha that if the melech is mechayev a person misa, if the melech kills a person for being married by malchus, the halacha is that the nechasm of this person goes to the melech. Is the pshat that the melech has a right mizchusei amalchus, just like the melech has a right to give taxes, and the melech has a right to take people in order to serve in his army, and the melech has a right to take noshim pilakshim mitoicha om, the melech has chusim to take things from the om, and Mizchusi HaMalchus, just like the Melech has a right to tax the people, the Zchusi HaMalchus says that the Melech is Zeich, and anyone who is Mayud B'Malchus, when that person is killed for being Mayud B'Malchus, the Melech has the Zchus to go take this person's money. It's from the Zchus of the Malchus, just like the Melech has a right to tax the people, so too the Melech takes the Nechasm of the one who is killed for being Mayud B'Malchus. Or we can be Mefarish this Halacha, Haruge Malchus Nechsei, and the Melech is a Chelik of the Einish. Just like there's a halacha that the melech has a right to kill a person who is married by malchus, a chelik of the einish of misa in order to make that the should have a yira for the melech to put the pachad of the melech on the a married by malchus is unshev by misa in order that the should have a pachad for the melech. A chelik of this einish is also that haruge malchus nechsei on the melech. The melech takes his nechasim as a chelik of the chaymer of the einish. This that the melech is taking his nechasim brings more covet for the malchus. It'll be more mason pachad ve'yira in the lave of the arm for this that the melech killed the person and took his nechasim. It's a chelik of the covet of the malchus in order to re-establish the malchus, and this that is a person who was married by malchus. Therefore, the halach is that not only the melech kills the person, but also nechsei on the melech. But it's not from the schusim of the melech, like the melech takes taxes, that the melech is zeich in this money. The reason why the melech is taking this money is in order to the chelik of the einish, in order to give cover to the malchus, and being that somebody was married by malchus, we want to re-establish the malchus. Therefore, this person is chayiv misa. Not only is chayiv misa, but his nechasim go to the melech. And the chayiv, this chakiv is the machlikis of Rishonim and Asugya. The Me'iri brings a chiddush on this halacha of the Braisa. The Braisa that told us haruge malchus nechsei and the melech. Zok the Me'iri, the melech has a right to kill a person in one of two eifanim. If a person is married by Malchus, it's Rishus B'Yad HaMelech, the Melech could be Mechayev in Misa. There's also a halacha, it's brought in the Rambam in Soif Paragimel from Ochus Melachim, that the Melech can also kill a person if the Melech sees it's Roy for Tikkun HaMedina, that this person should be killed. If the person was killed another person, but there were no Eidim V'Asra, and Bezdin can't kill him with the halachas of Bezdin, there's a din if the Melech sees it Roy to kill this person for the Tikkun HaMedina, the Melech has a right to kill this to Mechayev a person Misa. Not only a Melech is Mechayev a person Misa for being married by Malchus, but the Melech could kill a person if he sees it at Tzarech for Tikkun HaMedina, the Melech could be Mechayev a person Misa. But Zog the Meiri, it's Cholok. This that we say, no, haruge malchus nechsein the melech is koza dafkiv the melech was mechayev a person misa machmas the aloch of meib the malchus. Then we say the aloch of haruge malchus nechsein the melech. Mashenkin, if the melech killed the person, not mitzad he was a meib the malchus, but the melech so it roi for the tikkun a medina that this person should be killed. So the melech has a right to kill this person, zok de meiri, but if in zed there is no aloch of haruge malchus nechsein the melech. The entire halacha of Arugei Malchus Nechsei and the Melech is dafka by one who is married by Malchus. And the Mashmoyis of the Rambam in Perek Dal from Hilchus Melachim is not like the Meiri. The Rambam in Perek Dal in Hilchus Melachim halacha test brings the din kol Arugei HaMelech Mamoinen LeMelech. So the Rambam, all Arugei HaMelech is Mamoinen LeMelech, and the Rambam is not nefarish. What's kol Arugei HaMelech? Kipshite the Kavon of the Rambam is to this that he mentioned in Seif Perek Gimel from Hilchus Melachim. The Rambam there brought the halacha that if somebody is mevazeh the melech and one is moed be malchus, it's reshus b'yad ha-melech la-misoi, or moed be malchus is chayim misa, and the melech can kill him. And the Rambam brings the halacha that we mentioned before, that not only a melech can kill a person who is moed be malchus, but if the melech sees it roi for the tikkun ha-medina, he can kill a person without edim v'asrael. If the melech knows that Reuven killed Shimon, hagander arno edim v'asrael, the melech can kill the Reuven, because there's a tzorich of the tikkun ha-medina, the melech has a right to kill a person when he sees it's roi for the tzorich of the tikkun ha-medina. And it's mashma, the Rambam is going on both of these cases when he says, kol haruge malchus nechsei on the melech. It's mashma from the Rambam, not like the Meiri, that the Rambam holds not only by a moed the malchus, but afilu if the melech kills someone for the tzorich of the tikkun ha-medina, also we have this halacha, haruge malchus nechsei on the melech. V'yesh ledayik, the sheet of Rashi is like the sheet of the Meiri. Rashi in Asugya, when he's being mefarish the Braisa of Arugei Malchus Nechsei and the Melech, Rashi brings that it was Neschayev Misa the Malcha Yisrael kegoin shemarduboy dechsiv kol isha shayame es picha. Rashi says if a person is Neschayev Misa to Malcha Yisrael, like Rashi, the Moshel is kegoin shemarduboy. Rashi gives the Moshel of a Moyed the Malchus. It's mashma from Rashi, Dafka Moyed the Malchus has this halacha that Arugei Malchus Nechsei and the Melech. Mashenkin, if a melech kills somebody as a tzorich for the tikkun ha-medina, there would not be this halacha of haruge malchus nechsei on the melech like the sheet of the Meiri. And the chayyur, the pirish of this machlekes of Rishonim is totally in the two svaros that we mentioned in the beginning of this year. Is the pshat haruge malchus nechsei on the melech from the schusei ha-melech, from the taxes the melech collects? Not only could he has a right to collect taxes, but if one is nischayiv misa le malchus, the melech takes his nechosin. Or is the pshat it's a chelik of the oynish of a moed b'malchus to re-establish the covenant of the malchus? We say the nechosim of the one who was killed goes to the melech. If it's a chelik of the oynish, if we are to say it's a chelik of the oynish of a moed b'malchus, it's mistaver like the Meiri, it's dafka by a moed b'malchus. Mashenkin, if a person wasn't a moed b'malchus, the melech killed him for the tikkun ha-medina, he still was roi for the tikkun ha-medina to be mechayev this person misa, it's mistaver b'oif and zed, the melech shouldn't take his nechosim. If the entire reason why the melech takes the nechosim is only a chelik of the oynish of a moed b'malchus, it's dafka by a moed b'malchus. Mashenkin, where the melech is killing a person for the tzorich of the tikkun ha-medina, where it's not an oynish of a moed b'malchus, there would not be this halach of haruge malchus nechsei on the melech. Mashenkin, the sheet of the Rambam, that the Rambam holds kol haruge malchus nechsei on the melech, it's mistavel if the Rambam that it's from the schusei ha-malchus. A schus of the melech is that the melech can tax the people, and one of the rights the melech has is that if the melech is mechayev a person misa, the nechosim of that person don't go to his yorshim, the nechosim of that person go to the melech. It's a schus the melech has, just like he could tax the people, he could also take the nechosim of the person he's mechayev misa, and this is not only by a person who's moed b'malchus, but afilu if a melech kills somebody in the tzayich tikkun ha-medina, the melech has a schus to take this person's nechosim. And yesh ledaik in the Rambam, not only that it's mistavilafi the Rambam, that this is the beer, but it's mashma in the Seder Rambam also, that the Rambam understood that's the halacha of haruge malchus nechsei on the melech. The Rambam puts this halacha of haruge malchus nechsei on the melech in Perek Dalf Milchus Melachim. Perek Dalf Milchus Melachim is discussing the rights that a melech has. Rishus yesh the melech litein mas ala om. The melech has a right to tax the people, the tzorchov, and that's halacha aleph in Perek Dalet, and halacha beis, the Rambam brings that he has a right to go set up an army to take people to serve in his army. The Rambam brings the halacha he could take bali umnis in order to fill his tzorchim, to give him a maisa umnis, in order, if the melech needs things, the melech can take bali umnis mi Yisrael. He could take noshim bupi lakshim mi teich Yisrael. The Rambam is discussing different schusim the melech has to take taxes and other schusim the melech has a right to take from Klai Yisrael. And b'seich halachas elu, the Rambam brings this din of kol arugi ha-melech, mamoyin ha-melech, it's mashma from the Rambam, it's not an oynish, a chedek of the din of moyid b'malchus. The Rambam doesn't bring this din in per gimel milchus malachim, and he brings the din of a moyid b'malchus as chayim misa. The Rambam puts it in perek dal from milchus malachim, it sounds like it's a schus the melech has, it's just like he has a right to collect taxes. He has a schus also that arugi malchus, the nechosm of that person goes to the melech. And the Rambam l'shitosai, the Rambam holds not only by a moyid b'malchus, but who adin, the melech kills somebody for the tzarech tikkun ha-medina also, how the Rambam ba'ifin ze also, arugi malchus nechsei on the melech has a right to take his nechosim. V'yesh lo hoysef hazeh, v'kiveiger in the gillion on the Rambam is nistapik in the salocha of arugi malchus nechsei on the melech, kletu kveiger, does the melech have to go be zeich in the nechosim? Do we say Arugi Malchus Nechsei on the Melech that Miyad B'Shas the Misa of the one who's Mechuyev Misa the Nechosim go to the Melech automatically? Or do we say the Melech has to go make a Kinyan, the Melech has to go be Zeichin the Nechosim of the one who was Nereg for being married to Malchus? And the Chayv of these two Tzadim of Rav Kiveiger is totally in the Suffolk that we cleared earlier. If the Pshat of Arugi Malchus Nechsei on the Melech is a Chelik of the Oynish, it's Mestavir, the Melech doesn't have to be Zeichin the Nechosim. It's a chelik of the oynish, it's a din that the nechosim of the one who's getting killed goes to the melech. And that's an automatic, b'shas misosei, as bezdin kills him, his nechosim go to the melech. It's a halacha, a chelik of the oynish being given to him, and the melech doesn't have to go do a schia and a maisa kinyan to be zeich in the nechosim. Masha'enkein, if he masha b'yarnu b'das Rambam, that the Rambam holds that ma'arugei malchus nechsei and the melech is not a chelik of the oynish. It's a schus the melech has, just like the melech has a right to tax the people. Who then also the melech has a right to take the nechassim of the one who was nereg al pi ha-malchus, either it was for being married by malchus or for the tzorich tikkun ha-medina, then the chayu bo'ifin zeh, the melech has to go b'zeiche. It's not automatic b'shas the misa that the nechassim go to the melech. It's a schus the melech has, just like by taxes, the melech has to be zeiche in the taxes in order for it to become the melech's nechassim. Who then also when the person is chayiv misa and the melech is killed al pi the melech for being married by malchus, the melech would have to go be zeich in the nechosim, and kolzman the melech doesn't make a kinyan in the nechosim are still do not belong to the melech. It's only after the melech makes a kinyan, then we have the halacha of arugei malchus nechsei on the melech. These melech, the nechosim belong to the melech. The Gemara in the Hemshich brings the entire maisa of how Shlomo was mechayiv yoyev misa. And the Gemara brings the Maisa which is brought in Melachim, that Yoyev was Oiches in the kindness of Mizbeach, and Shlomo sent Ben Yoyada to bring Yoyev to him, and Yoyev refused to come unless Shlomo is Mekabel the Klolos that David was Mekabel Yoyev. When Shlomo was Mekabel the Klolos, and the Gemara brings in the Hemshech, how the Klolos were all Niskayim Bezarish or Shlomo, once Shlomo was Mekabel the Klolos, Yoyev was Maskim to come to be done by Shlomo. As you are Yoyev, they brought Yoyev b'fnei Shlomo. The Gemara on the top of Memtes and Aleph brings the Maisa. Dainei that Shlomo dan Yoyev. Omele my timer ketalte la Avner. Shlomo asked Yoyev, why is it that you killed Avner b'ner? And Shlomo wanted to be mechayev Yoyev Misa for this that he killed Avner. And Yoyev answered, the reason why he killed Avner, because he was the Goyel Adam. Avner killed Asoil, who was Yoyev's brother. Being that Yoyev was the Goyel Adam of Asoil, he had the right to kill Avner. And Shlomo asked Yoyev, L'chayr HaSol was a raid of Avner, had a right to kill HaSol, and therefore Yoyev doesn't have a right to kill Avner. So Yoyev said, even though HaSol was being raid of Avner, and therefore Shlomo thought that Avner had a right to kill HaSol, Zok Yoyev Amalei, Hoylei La'atzile Be'echad Me'evarif. Avner should have been matzil himself by cutting off one of the Evarim, the HaSol. He didn't have to kill him, being that it was Yochel La'atzile Me'echad Me'evarif, and he wasn't matzil Be'echad Me'evarif. He killed HaSol, therefore he was Chayiv Misa, and Yoyev is the Goyel Adam, the HaSol had a right to kill him. And Shlomo says, Amalei La'yochel, Avner wasn't able to, HaSol was chasing him, and Avner didn't have the ability to be matzil Be'echad Me'evarif. And to this, Yoyev brought a raya that Avner was Yochel La'atzile Me'echad Me'evarif. Amalei Hashta B'Deifin Chamishas, given that he managed to hit him in the exact spot in the Deifin HaChamishas, in the Mokum that it would kill him, Dichsin V'yekeyu Avner B'achri HaChnis HaLachimish. And Rabbi Yochanan tells us as B'Deifin Chamishas is the Mokum that the Mora and the Kavod are Tluyim by, and a person hits somebody in that spot, it kills him. He was able to mechavent hit him in that exact spot, so Kavochayme B'echad Me'evarif like Kol Shekein. It's Poshet that Avner was able to be Yochel La'atzile Me'echad Me'evarif. And therefore, Yoyev Tain had been that Avner was a Yochel Atzilim Echem Me'evarif, and he went and killed HaSoil. Avner was Chayiv Misa. Yoyev is the Goyel Adam de HaSoil, and Yoyev had a right to kill Avner, and he shouldn't be Chayiv Misa for this that he killed Avner. And the Gemara says that Shlomo responded, Nezel Avne, my time kaltalteli amosso. The Gemara brings that Shlomo tied into Yoav Einachanami. It sounds like that Yoav had a right to kill Avne. Mikomokim, why do you kill amosso? Why is it that you killed amosso? And if Shlomo wanted to kill Mimechayev Yoav Misa for this, that he killed amosso. And on this shakl v'tayah between Shlomo and Yoav, the Rishonim being a raya, not like the Shita Sarambam. The Rambam is in Perak Aleph Milchus Reitzeach Halacha Yud Gimel. The Rambam brings the din of Yochel La'atzilei Be'echem Me'evorif Kolecha. That is Yochel La'atzilei Be'echem Me'evorif. You have a Reidif that's being Reidif after a person, and is Yochel La'atzil Be'evim Me'evorif V'loy Tarech Be'kach. He wasn't Matriach himself to be Matzil Be'echem Me'evorif. Instead, he killed the Reidif. Bo'ifin Zezok, the Rambam Harezeh Sheifich Domim. The person who kills him is a Sheifich Domim, and he's Chayiv Misa. But Dr. Rambam Hagam is a Sheifich Domim and he's Chayiv Misa, but Ein Beznim and Misa Noisai. Beznim wouldn't be maim as such a person, he's a Sheifich Domim and he's Chayiv Misa, but Dr. Rambam Ein Beznim and Misa Noisai. Beznim does not kill a person who is Yochel Hatzel Becham Me'evorv and instead went and killed the Reidif. And the Rambam brings this halacha also in Perek Tes Milchus Melochim Halacha Dalet. The Rambam brings it in by a Ben Noach, by a Yochel Hatzel Becham Me'evorv. If a Ben Noach kills a Reidif and he didn't have to kill him, he could have been Matzel Bechad Me'evorv. So the Rambam is Chayiv Misa and Bezdin kills him. Masha'en came be Yisrael. When it comes to Yisrael, if he's Yochel La'atzel Bechem Me'evorv and he's not Matzel, instead he kills the Reidif, Hagam is Chayiv Misa, Mikol Mokem, Ein Bezdin Me'misa Noisai. And the Raivin in Hilchus Melochim and Perek Tes Halacha Dalet is Masig on the Rambam. And Zog the Raivin, Lefi the Rambam, it's Kosher Me'avner. In fact, the Raivin from our Gemara, that in our Gemara it's Mavur by Yochel La'atzel Bechem Me'evorv. If a person isn't Matzel, instead he kills the Reidif, the Halach is that he's Chayiv Misa. And the Raivid is from this Gemara that Yoav tainet to Shlomo that Yoav has a right to kill Avner, being that he's a goyel adam da asoil, and Avner is chayiv misa because he's yochel lahatzel mechem eivarev. Avner could have been matzel mechem eivarev, and he didn't have to kill asoil, and instead he killed asoil. Zok Yoav Avner is chayiv misa, and therefore Yoav had a right to kill Avner. Zok the Raivid it's mavur from our Gemara that if it's yochel lahatzel mechem eivarev and he's not matzel, instead he kills the Reidif. Ba'ifin Zer, the one who kills the Reidif is Chayiv Misa, and that's why Avner was Chayiv Misa, and the Chayiv Kasha and the Rambam, because the Rambam paskens that he's a Sheifich Damim v'Chayiv Misa, Aval Ein Memisa Noisai, the Rambam paskens that Bezin isn't Memisa Noisai. In fact, the Raivid of the Rambam, it's Kosha Me'Avner, according to the Rambam, why is it that Yoav had a right to kill Avner? That sounds like Shlomo was maskim to Yoav. He said, Nezel Avner, Shlomo was maskim to Yoav, that Yoav had a right to kill Avner, the Chayiv the Rambam, the Alach is Ein Memisa Noisai. And before we say over a pirish to be miyashiv, the Rambam learns the Gemara. L'chay v'tchila we have to imaktim. What is bechlal the pshat in the Rambam? What's the pshat in this pshar that the Rambam is making? The Rambam is saying over halacha that he's a sheifich domim, he's chayiv misa. Aval ein bezdim misa noisai. If he's a sheifich domim and chayiv misa, fekter Torah and the Rambam. If he's a sheifich domim and he's chayiv misa, why is it that the halacha is ein bezdim misa noisai? What's this pshar the Rambam is making that agam is chayiv misa? Afiluachi ein bezdim misa noisai. And the Biskirov in his Pirish on the Rambam is Mefarish that there are two halachas in the halacha of a Reidif. The din is a Reidif that's being Reidif achar chaveroi. There's a halacha that somebody else who could come be matzel the Nirdif is matzel the Nirdif ben nafshish a Reidif. There's a Rishus and a mitzvah beyond the person who can be matzel the Nirdif to kill the Reidif. Zok the Biskirov, there are two separate halachas in this that a person could kill the Reidif in order to be matzel the Nirdif. There's the mitzvah and a Rishus beyond kolodim to be matzel the Nirdif to go kill the Reidif. That's the first halacha that when matzel nafshei shel nirdif ben nafshei shel reidif. There's a second halacha also michutz from the mitzvah and the rishus that's mutl al kol adam to go kill the person who's chasing achar chaveri to kill him. There's a separate halacha, the pasuk that says by Bavim Achteris, there's ein loy damim. A reidif achar chaveri, there's a chalos in the Torah that he's ein loy damim, that a person who kills him isn't chayi for killing him. He's a person with a psak that he gave ein loy damim. There's no achrayas for his dam, there's no achrayas for his blood, and a person who goes and kills him isn't chayav misa. Michutz from the mitzvah and the rishus that's biyad kolodim, that a person's mitzvah to go kill the reidif in order to matzel the nirdif. There's a halacha that's chal on the reidif, that a reidif is a person, is a psak from ein loy damim, that anybody who kills him is potter from being meimis him. And Zokta Biskura, when it comes to a yachal lahatzel meyachal meyivarv, the reidif is being reidif achachaveri, the same as any other reidif. And Zokta Biskurov, Mitzad is being Reidif Achachaveri, the Halacha is Chal, he's Ein Loi Damim, and therefore the person who kills him is Potter. But Mikol Mokom, if he's Yochel La'atzel Mechem Me'evorv, there is no Halacha that there's a mitzvah, Biyat Kolotim, Ti Matzel, the Nirdif, Be'Nafshe Shal Reidif. So Memela Avada, the one who kills him now, when he's Yochel Atzom Echem Me'evarif, the person who goes and kills him, he's a Sheifech Damim. And there's a Chiyah Misa mitzad this halacha that he's a Sheifech Damim. It's a Chiyah Misa bidei Shamayim. But Ein Beznim Misa Naisa being is the Psak in the Torah of Ein Loi Damim that a Reitif Achachaveri mitzad the Meiser Redifa being Reitif Achachaveri Lahargoi. It's Chalanim the Din of Ein Loi Damim that the person who kills him is Ein Beznim Misa Naisa. So Agam that he's a Sheifech Damim and Agam is Chiyah Misa bidei Shamayim. We call Mokim Zakhtar Yamam Ein Beznim Misa Naisa being that it was Chalanim the halacha of Ein Loi Damim. And therefore, when it comes to Perek Tes Milchus Malachim, when it comes to Dinei Benayach, when it comes to Benayach, there is no halacha of Ein Loi Damim. So when it comes to Benayach, being that he's a Sheifech Damim, and being that the one who is Yochel Hatzel Mechel Me'evarv, there is no din of a Reidif Achachaveri, there's no Rishus, and there's no mitzvah to be Hoivik, the Reidif, being that it's Yochel Hatzel Mechel Me'evarv, a Benayach is Nerag if he kills the Reidif, and he was Yochel Hatzel Mechel Me'evarv. Masha'in came be Yisrael with his achalois din of Ein Loi Damim, so Agam is Chayim Misari de Shemayim because he's a Sheifech Damim, and he shouldn't have killed him, being that he was Yochel Atzel Mechem Me'eva, but Mikol Mokem, it's Ein Loi Damim, and if I'm Bezdim and Misan, I say. The Nachsot in Yoneinu to the Kasha that the Ravid asked on the Rambam. In fact, the Ravid on the Rambam, if the Aloch is that he's Chayim Misa, but Ein Bezdim and Misan, I say, it's Kosher Me'avne. From this that Yoyev said he's the Goyal Adam de Asoil, when Avner killed Asoil, even though Avner was a Yochel Hatzel Mechel Me'evarav Afiluachi, Avner killed Asoil, and Yoyev held Machmas that Avner was Chayim Miso, and Yoyev has a right to kill Avner. And the Chayyid is Shver on the Ramam, that Ramam says, Ein Bezdim Mimisa Noisai. The Kesef Mishnah is Miyashiv that the Ramam, that the Ramam understood this, that in the Seifa Gemara, the Gemara brings that Shlomo said, Nezel Avner, it's Mashma Shlomo is being masking to Yoyev's Taina, Nezel Avner, let's discuss, why is it that you killed Amasa? Or the Gemara brings in the Hemshech, why is it that Yoyev was a Moyed B'Malchus, and that's why he's Chayev Misa? So the Ravid understood that Shlomo was being masking to Yoyev, that Avner was Chayev Misa, being that he was Yochel Atzel Mechel Me'evor, when he killed Asoil, Avner was Chayev Misa. So the Kesef Mishnah, the Rambam understood that Shlomo wasn't really masking to Yoyev. Be'emesin, Avner wasn't Chayim Misa for this that he killed Asoil, even though he was a Yochel Hatzel Mechel Me'evarv, Ein Beznim Misa Noisai. Shlomo is only saying that being that there are other reasons to kill Yoyev, it's not kedai to discuss this, that Yoyev has some sort of svar, that they're now being chaylik on the svar, whether or not Avner was Chayim Misa. We could always discuss now the other reasons why Yoyev is Chayim Misa, and therefore Shlomo said Nezel Avner, but it's not because Shlomo was being masking to Yoyev. And the Mishnah Lamelech says a second mahalach to Miyashiv the Rambam. For this that the Ravid asked that it's kosher me'avner, why is it according to the Rambam that Yoyev had a right to kill Avner? L'chayra Avner was a yochel lahatzel me'echem me'evarav, but being that Asol was being great defachir of the Rambam paskins, the Allah is that he's shayfer domim and a chayim misa ve'im bezim and misa noises, why is it that Yoyev had a right to kill Avner? And Zokta Mishnah Lamelech ha'agam that Avner was a yochel lahatzel me'echem me'evarav. And when Avner killed Asoil, Asoil was a Reidif, and therefore the Rambam Paskins, the Halacha is that he's Chayim Misa and Bezdim and Misa Noisai. Kozez mitzad Hilchis Bezdin. Zokta Mishnah Melech, that's all mitzad Bezdin can't go kill the one who's Yochel Atzel Mechem Me'evarav. Somebody who kills a Reidif Achrov, who's Yochel Atzel Mechem Me'evarav, ain't Bezdim and Misa Noisai. For Zokta Mishnah Melech, it's still Chalanim Halacha, he's a Sheifer Domin, or Benayich is Neregalzeh. The one who kills the Reidif B'makon that he be Yochel Atzel Mechem Me'evarav still has the halacha of a Sheifech Damim, and therefore the halacha would be that the Goyal Adam could still kill him. Zok to Mishnah Melech, we find two Mishalim for this, that the Goyal Adam has a right to kill a person, Agam the person isn't Chayim Misa B'yad Bezdin. We find a Hayrig B'Shoigig before he reaches the Eir HaMiklot, even though a Hayrig B'Shoigig Bezdin isn't Mechayiv Misa. Being that he's a Sheifech Damim, the Goyal Adam has a right to kill a Hayrig B'Shoigig before he reaches the Eir HaMiklot. And Zokta Mishnah Melech, who didn't we find if there's an Eidus Miyuchedes, if the two Eidim didn't see together, we found the Eidus to be an Eidus Miyuchedes, the two Eidim didn't see the Maisa together, you have two Eidim made in Bezin, that Reuven killed Shimon, but it's an Eidus Miyuchedes, they did not see the Eidus together, it's in Mokim that Bezin can't be Mekabel the Eidus. And the Halacha is that the Goyal Adam still has a right to kill the Reuven, being that there are two Eidim be made that Reuven killed Shimon, Hagam Bezdin can't be Mekabel the Eidus, and Bezdin can't be Mechaya Reuven Misa, the Goyal Adam could still go kill Reuven. So after Mishnah Melech, we find this that the aside is, when a person is a Sheifech Damim, Hagam Bezdin can't be Mechaya Reuven Misa, Mikol Mokim, it's Rishus B'yad Goyal Adam to go kill him. Zok the Mishnah Melech in Kain, if the Reidif Achachaveri, and it's Yochel Atzel Mechem Me'evarav, Zok the Rambam is Chayiv Misa, just Bezdin is not Memisa Noisai, but Mikol Mokim, there's a Rishus to be Yad Goyal Adam to go kill him. And if Yoav was saying that Agam that Avner had killed Asoil, b'mokam that he was ready to achra, being that he was a yochel hatzol mechem me'evorv, and he has halacha v'sheifich tamim, even though the Rambam paskin that halacha is ein beznim misenois and mimokam, Yoav could kill him because Yoav is the goyel adam. And a goyel adam can kill a person who kills a reidif who's b'etz yochel hatzol mechem me'evorv, even though ein beznim misenois, it's still v'shus b'yad goyel adam to kill him, and therefore Yoav had a right to kill Avner. And the Chazanishin Choyishim Mishpat in Siman Yod Zayin is Moisef Echidish on this terrace of the Mishnah Lamelech. This that the Mishnah Lamelech was Mechadish that a Yochel, somebody who kills a Reidif, B'mokam that it was Yochel La'atzel Mechem E'evorv, Hagam that ain't bezdim in Misa Noise, and Mimokam, Mikamokam, there's a Rishus B'yad Goyel Adam, that the Goyel Adam could go now kill the Nirdif, the one who went and killed the Reidif when he could have been Matzel Mechem E'evorv. And the Chazanish wants to Miyashiv the Kashi that the Oilam asks on the Mishnah Lamelech and Seif Hilchis Choyvul Amazik. It's Yadua the Mishnah Melech and Seif Hilchis Chayvul Mazik is Mechadish, this that is a halacha of Yochel La'atzel Mechem Me'evorv, that a Reidif that's being Reidif Achach Averoi, and it's a person can be Matzel without killing the Reidif, he's Yochel La'atzel Mechem Me'evorv, a person cannot kill the Reidif, he has to be Matzel Mechem Me'evorv. Zok the Mishnah Lamelech calls a Dafka by a person who's watching, a third person who's watching the Reidif be Reidif Achach Nirdif, and he's Yochel Hatzel Mechem Me'evorv, the third person can't kill the Reidif, he has to be Matzel Mechem Me'evorv. But Zok the Mishnah Lamelech, the Nirdif himself, the one who the Reidif is running after, he doesn't have to be Matzel Mechem Me'evorv, he doesn't have to be Medaktik Kol Kach, and the Nirdif could kill the Reidif, afilu if the Nirdif could be Matzel Bechem Me'evorv, Mikol Mokim, the Nirdif has a right to kill the Reidif, and he doesn't have to be Matzel Bechem Me'evorv, this entire Aloch of Yochel Hatzel Mechem Me'evorv is Dafka, a third person, not by the Nirdif. And the Vishashin Arsugya asked from the Mishnah Melech Mar Gemara. The Gemara says that Yoav held Avner was Chayim Misa for killing Asoil because even though Asoil was a Reidif, Mikol Mokim, Avner was a Yochel Atzel Mechem Me'evorv. Now Asoil was being Reidif after Avner, Avner was the Nirdif. And Afilu Hochi Yoav was saying that Avner didn't have right to kill Asoil because he was Yochel Atzel Mechem Me'evorv. In fact, the Vishash, it's Mavua from this that I feel the Nirdif also can't kill the Reidif and Mokam that it's Yochel Atzel Mechem Me'evorv and the Chayu, it's a Tmi on the Mishnah Lamelech. How can the Mishnah Lamelech say that the Nirdif doesn't have the Allah of Yochel Atzel Mechem Me'evorv? It's Mavua from our Sugya that Avner had the Allah of Yochel Atzel Mechem Me'evorv, that Avner didn't have the right to kill Asoil and therefore Yoav held he had the right to kill Avner now because he's the Goyel Adam de Asoil. And the Chayu is a plea on the Mishnah Lamelech. Zok the Chazanish, Yesh Li Yashiv Apianal. Kipshuta, we understand the Mishnah Lamelech that the Nirdif has a right to kill the Reidif more than a regular person. That even though a regular person runs Yochel Atzel Mechem Me'evorv can't kill the Reidif, there's a special schus on the Nirdif that the Nirdif has a right to kill the Reidif, Agam is a Yochel Atzel Mechem Me'evorv. So, the Chaznish, it's not the Pshat in the Mishnah Lamelech. The Mishnah Lamelech is only saying that if the Nirdif kills the Reidif, there is no Chi of Misa. The Mishnah Melech is being mechadish on the Nirdif, he's ain't tzarech ledaktik kol kach, and that's enough to be mesalik to chiyev misa, that if the Nirdif kills the Reidif, b'mokam that he was yochel la'atzel mechem me'evorv, he's not chayev misa. But zok the Chazanish, mikol mokam ha'shoifich damim he is, being that he was yochel la'atzel mechem me'evorv, and he wasn't matzel, zok the Chazanish, the Nirdif is still a shoifich damim for this that he killed the Reidif, b'mokam that he was yochel la'atzel mechem me'evorv. And Zok the Chaznish, Agam is not going to be Chayiv Misa, but being that he's a Shefech Domim, there would still be a Schus and a Vishus Biad Goyel Adam, that the Goyel Adam could go kill the Nirdif. Being that the Nirdif killed the Reidif, from Mokam that it was Yochel Atzel Mechem Me'evorv, Agam is not Chayiv Misa, Mikol Mokam he has the Halacha of a Shefech Domim, that's enough to give a Vishus and a Schus Biad Goyel Adam, that the Goyel Adam could go kill the Nirdif now, because the Nirdif wasn't allowed to kill the Reidif, therefore the Goyel Adam has the right to kill the Nirdif. Zok the Chazanish, by the Maisa of Avner, Yoav killed Avner midin Goyel Adam, like we said over from the Mishnah Lamelech, that Yoav held he had a right to kill Avner because he's Goyel Adam da Asoil. He's the brother of Asoil, he has the Aloch of the Goyel Adam. So therefore, being that Avner was a Yochel La'atzel Mechem Me'evorv, Hagam that Avner is the Nirdif, and the Nirdif who kills the Reidif from Mokmer is Yochel La'atzel Mechem Me'evorv, is not Chayim Misa Bechlal. Zok the Chazanish, Mikol Mokam is a Shefech Domim, and if Yoav had a right to kill Avner from the Aloha of Goyel Adam, because the Yoav is the Goyel Adam, the Asoil, and therefore, even though we hold like the Mishnah Melech, that the Nirdif who kills the Reidif, by Yochel Atzel Mechem Me'evorv is not Chayim Misa, Mikol Mokam Yoav still had a right to kill Avner, mitzad this Aloha of the Goyel Adam, that he's still a Shefech Domim, and Yoav has a right to kill him. The Gemara is Mamshech the Maisa that Shlomo said Nezel Avne my timer katalta le amosa. The Shlomo asked Yoyev my timer katalta le amosa, and Yoyev answered that amosa was a married the Malchus. And the Gemara brings the Maisa that David Amelech had told amosa vayeme Amelech le amosa hazikli es ish Yehuda shloishes yamim. And amosa went lahazik es Yehuda to go be me'asif the soldiers to go fight on Mochama. Vayuchan, he came back late, he didn't do within the 3 days that David had said. And the Gemara brings the reason why is it that Amasa wasn't mazik kol ish Yehudim bimelaket the army in order to go fight to Mochama. He was ashkechinu de pasach lebi mesich, he found that they were learning, and he held that David HaMelech didn't have a right to take them away from their learning in order to go fight to Mochama. And Yoyev held that Amasa, by not listening to David, is a mayor de Malchus and his chayim misa. And the Gemara brings that Amasa was Dorish Achin Virakin, that a person doesn't have to listen to the Melech B'makam that is being Eivel Devei Torah, and therefore Amasa held that he doesn't have to listen to David. So Yoyev killed Amasa for this, that he was Mayud B'malchus, and Be'emes and Amasa was right, that a person doesn't have to listen to the Melech B'makam that it's Lavel Devei Torah, and therefore Yoyev was Chayev Misa for this, that he killed Amasa. And the Rishonim ask Akasha on this, that Yoyev killed Amasa for being Mayud B'malchus. L'chayre, Yoyev doesn't have a right to kill Amasa for this, that he was Mayud B'malchus. The Adirma brings the Halacha, the Din, that a Mayud B'malchus is Chayev Misa, is Dafka Mutal on the Melech. It's a Rishus and a Mitzvah B'yad HaMelech to be Mamis, a person who is Mayud B'malchus. But it could only be done with the Tzivri of the Melech. And this is also the Mashmoyis of the Yamam in Paragimel Milchus Melochim. The Yamam brings the Din in Paragimel Halacha Ches, Kol HaMayud B'melech, Yesh L'melech Rishus L'Hargoy. Dr. Yamam, it's Yesh L'melech Rishus L'Hargoy, it's Mashm, it's a Din, if the Melech wants, the Melech can kill him, but it's not a Chiyav Misa, that's Mutla Kol Adam. And Fekti Yadema, Im Kain, why is it that Yoyev killed Amasa for, because Amasa was a Mayud B'malchus? It's Mevuah from the Psukim that David didn't want Amasa to be killed. David had Tainus on Yoyev for killing Amasa. So what was Yoyev's right to kill Amasa? Because Amasa is a Mayud B'malchus, the Din of a Mayud B'malchus is Dafka Rishus B'yad HaMelech L'Hargoy, that's Mevuah from the Yadema. And we said it's Mashmoyis of the Rambam, it's only Rishus B'yad HaMelech L'Hargoy. So what was Yoyev's right to kill Amasa L'Chayra, being that David didn't want him to get killed? There is no din that he's Chayev Misa mitzad Halacha B'mayud B'malchus. And the Yadema leaves us by Akasha, the Biskirovin, the stencils, it's printed in the Seif of the Sefer Beis Halevi, and Ois Kuf Samachei is Mayrech, also this that Shlomo killed Yoyev for this, that he was Mayrech the Malchus of David, and he's Mayrech over there to Mefarish. There are times that it's a mitzvah biyad kol adam, but Mikomokam, the Yadema leaves us by Akasha. In fact, the Yadema, why is it that Yoyev had right to kill Amasa L'Chay, wasn't Pirotzen David, and the din of Mayrech the Malchus is Dafka Rishus biyad HaMelech L'Horgoy, it's not Mutla kol adam.
We are up to Sanhedrin, Memtes, Amud Beis. We're starting the Perek Arba Mises. In the Mishnah, we find the Machloikis between the Chacham and Reb Shimon in the order of the Dalad Mises. What's the most strict? What's the most lenient? The Chacham hold the order is Skila Sreifa Herig V'chenek. Reb Shimon argues on 2 points. He holds Sreifa is more Chamer, more strict than Skila, and Chenek is more strict than Herig. Now, as a way of an introduction to this Perek, we're going to start off with the Machlegis Rishonim. How many mitzvahs are the Arba Mises? The Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs, Sherish Yudalit, says that the Dalad Mises are considered 4 separate mitzvahs. And it brings a raya, because the end of the Lashon of the Mishnah is Zu Mitzvahs Anaskalim, which Rashi explains is going back on the previous parak when we described how to do Skila. And our mission is ending off that Zu, Mitzvah Sanas Golem, this that we explained before, is how to do Skila. And the next Mishnah will explain how to do the Mitzvah of Sreifa. So the Lashon of Mitzvah Hanas Golem and the next Mishnah saying Mitzvah Hanas Rafim would indicate that they're separate mitzvahs. That's the Rambam Shita, that there are 4 mitzvahs. Skila, Sreifa, Herik, Vechenek are all separate mitzvahs. The Ramban, on his Pirush on the Sefer HaMitzvahs, he argues on the Rambam. He says, if you're going to tell me that these are 4 mitzvahs, that means you're telling me every time the Torah says, Usakalta Maisai, or Erven Yirgumubam, those are all tzivuyim, those are all commandments, those are all mitzvahs that Beis Din should do and kill the person with the misa that he deserves. But if every time it says such a lashon in the Torah, it's considered a mitzvah, so why are they only 4 mitzvahs? It should be much more than 4 mitzvahs. For example, he says, the mitzvah of skila by Avodah Zarah and the mitzvah of skila on Shabbos should be separate mitzvahs. There's a pasuk that Bezin should give skila to Mechali Shabbos. There's a separate pasuk that Bezin should give skila to someone that does avodah zarah. Why should they be considered the same mitzvah just because they have the same act of skila? If every time it says uskalta moisei, it's a tzivui, and there are different tzivuyim in the Torah, so each one should be a separate mitzvah. So the Rabban argues. He says it's one mitzvah. There's one broad, general mitzvah, and that is the mitzvah of ubiyarta hara mikirbecha. You should destroy the evil, the bad people from amongst you. And that is the mitzvah of killing all the chayve mises bezdin. Now, the dinim of skila, sreifa, herig, and chenek are all pratim, are all details in doing this general mitzvah of ubiyarta hara mikirbecha. But it's not pshat. The Torah is giving four separate mitzvahs. Rather, there's one mitzvah, and there's different details in how to do the einish for different averes. But it's all under one general term of biyarta rami kirbecha. And he brings a raya, it's a gemara above mitzvah, the flamid alpha mebeis, that says that if one of the haruge bezdin, someone that's mechuyev, one of the talad misais, and you're not able to give him that misa, how do we know that we could give him any misa that we're able to? For example, you're supposed to give someone skila, and he starts running away, and the only way for Bezdin to kill him would be to tell the shliach Bezdin, in charge of the misa, to shoot him with an arrow. Are you allowed to shoot someone with an arrow if he's chay skila? On one hand, the mitzvah that Bezdin has to do is to give him skila, and they're not giving him skila. On the other hand, the whole point of the misa is to destroy him, to get rid of him. So maybe we would be able to kill him with an arrow. The Gemara brings the pasuk of ubiyarta rami kirbecha as a mikar, as a source that you're able to kill him in any misa that you're able. And the Ramban infers from that Gemara as a raya to his point that the mitzvah is ubiyarta rami kirbecha. The main idea of the Torah is to destroy all the evil people. And that's the mitzvah that you're trying to do. How you do the mitzvah, there's rules and regulations how you do the mitzvah. But if you're not able to do the mitzvah of skila, which is the detail of biyarta rami kirbecha, then as long as you're being mekayim the general rule of biyarta rami kirbecha, we don't care so much about the details. In other words, the Ramban understands that if the mitzvah would be skila, then if you can't do skila, then you're messed up. What idea is this to do a biyarta rami kirbecha in a different way? The only way to understand that if you can't do skila, we allow you to kill him in a different way, is only understandable if you say that the mitzvah is ubiyata rami kirbecha. Skila is just a way of doing ubiyata rami kirbecha. On that, we can have a chiddush that if you can't do skila, then do it any way you can. So that's the Ramban's raya to his yesod, that the mitzvah is ubiyata rami kirbecha. So we have here a big machlokes, Rambam and Ramban. Is it four mitzvahs, skila, sreifa, harig, mechenek, or it's one mitzvah of biyata rami kirbecha, and skila shreifa harig v'chenek are just details in how to do this general mitzvah of biyata rami kirbecha. Now, this raya from Bava Metzia is really not so hard to get out of. The Leif Sameach, it's one of the mefarshim on the side of the Pirush Mishnayos, he says that raya is not a raya at all. He says you could say exact opposite. Instead of saying, like the Ramban, that the general mitzvah is ubiyata rami kirbecha, and skila shreifa harig v'chenek are pratim and details of how to do the mitzvah, maybe say exactly the opposite. Say that the mitzvahs are skila, sreifa, harig, mechenek. Those are the main mitzvahs. And ubiyata rami kirbecha is a detail in these mitzvahs. In other words, the Torah is saying, do skila, and the point of the skila is to get rid of him. But the mitzvah is skila. If you can't do skila, at least ubiyata rami kirbecha, at least get rid of him, because the whole point of skila is to get rid of him. In other words, the mitzvah is skila. Throw him off the second floor, throw stones at him, that's the mitzvah. The point of the mitzvah is ubiyata rami kirbecha, but that's not a mitzvah. Ubiyata harami kirbecha is not a mitzvah. Ubiyata harami kirbecha is the essence and the point of the mitzvah of skila. So on that, the Gemara Baal Metziah says, if you can't do the actual mitzvahs I say of skila, at least get the point done. At least get rid of him. Therefore, if you can't kill him with skila, at least kill him any way that you're able to. So you mekayim the point of the mitzvah. But don't say like the Ramban that the mitzvah is ubiyata harami kirbecha and skila is just a side point of how to do ubiyata harami kirbecha. Rather say the opposite. The mitzvah is skila and ubiyata harami kirbecha is a side point that's the whole tafkid, that's the whole agenda of the mitzvah of skila. But it doesn't necessarily mean that is the mitzvah. Rather the mitzvah would be skila. Now we'll return to the kasha of the Ramban that we mentioned earlier. The Ramban had asked on the Rambam, if you're counting skila, sreifa, herig, v'chenek as four mitzvahs, for that price, you might as well count skila itself as 25 mitzvahs, because there's many psukim in the Torah that say, uskalta moisai, or evan yirgim ubam. And if each time it's Torah is talking to Bezdin and saying a mitzvah, Bezdin, you should do the mitzvah of skila, why do we count the skila of Avodah Zarah and the skila of Shabbos and all the other skilas as one mitzvah? They should all be counted separately. So, Reb Shach, in his Aviezri, Hilchos Sanhedrin, Perek Yedalid, Halacha Beis, says the following answer. He says the Rambam agrees to the Ramban that the mitzvah is a biyata ramikrabecha. And you don't have to say, like we brought earlier from the Leif Sameach, the answer to the Gemara above Metzio, that the Rambam would hold, that the Ikar mitzvah is the skila, and biyata ramikrabecha is just the tafkid. You don't have to say that. Rather, the Rambam agrees to the Ramban, like the Gemara above Metzio's mashma, the mitzvah is ubiyata harav mikrabecha, destroy all evil people. That's the mitzvah. Still, the Rambam counts it as four mitzvahs. Because the Rambam holds that any time you have a lav that encompasses a few mitzvahs, and the mitzvahs have different einshim, this alone that they have different einshim make it into separate mitzvahs. For example, there's halacha loisikal cheresh. You're not allowed to curse out a cheresh, which means any yid. There's an iser to curse out with Hashem's name any yid. Now, there's another pasuk that if you makal your father and your mother, you get skila. There's no lav on that pasuk. It just says, if you're makal your father and your mother, you get skila. The Rambam counts it as a separate mitzvah. There's one mitzvah not to curse out a fellow Jew, and there's another mitzvah not to curse out your parents. Now, which lav is that? He's using the lav of Leisikal Cheresh, which says you're not allowed to curse out any Jew. He's using that together with the fact that if you do it to your father and your mother, you get skila. So the azhara, the warning of Leisikal Cheresh, together with the einish of skila by Mikal of Imai, together they form a new mitzvah. There's a loisa say, don't curse out your parents. So the Ramban in Sefer Mitzvahs, Shin Yud Zayin, on the loisa say, Shin Yud Zayin, asks on the Rambam, where are you getting a separate mitzvah from? There's one mitzvah. There's a loisa say, don't curse out another yid. Loisa kal cheresh. Now it happens to be that if you Mikal your father and your mother, you get a separate einish, special einish of skila. You did such a strong avera. But where do you see it's a separate mitzvah? So Rav Shach explains that it must be the Rambam holds the following. The Rambam holds, if you have a lav that encompasses a few cases, and the Torah says that these cases have different einshim, that alone makes it a separate lav. It's as if the Torah said, loisikal cheresh twice. Loisikal cheresh in reference to regular people, just a lav. And there's also a separate mitzvah, loisikal cheresh in reference to your parents. If you're over the loisikal cheresh of your parents, then you get skila. Because any time you have a separate einish, that alone makes it as if there's a separate channel of this mitzvah. There's a regular loisikal cheresh, and there's a loisikal cheresh that has a separate einish. Since you have a separate einish, that alone makes it into a separate mitzvah. Once we have this hakdama, it's very understandable, the Rambam by us. The Rambam holds the mitzvah is a biyata ramikrabecha. But the Torah made four channels. There's a skila channel, sreifa, herig, v'chenek. If the Torah is saying four different type of einshim, the Torah is saying there are four different mitzvahs. There's four halakim, there's four parts to the mitzvah of biyata ramikrabecha, and that alone makes into four mitzvahs. Ubiyata ramikrabecha sometimes is skila, and since you have your own einish, you have your own ubiyata ramikrabecha. So in essence, according to the Rambam, it's as if it said ubiyata ramikrabecha four times. Because any time you have a mitzvah or a lav that encompasses a few cases and they have different einshim, it's as if the Torah expressly wrote that lav or asay for each einish separately. Therefore, the Rambam has four mitzvahs. Now we have a beautiful teretz for the Ramban's kasha. The Ramban had asked that for the same price you're counting skila, sreifa, herig, v'chenek as four mitzvahs, which you already counted as many more mitzvahs because you have a skila of Avodah Zarah and a skila of Shabbos. The answer is, according to Reb Shach, that the only reason we're making it into separate mitzvahs is because you have a different einish. It's really one general mitzvah of a biyata ramikrabecha. But the Rambam holds if you have a separate einish, the separate punishment makes it into a separate mitzvah. But since the skill of Avodah Zarah and the skill of Shabbos are the same einish, so you're left with one mitzvah of a Be'at Torah Mikabacha. It starts the opposite way. Really, everything's one. You have to have the separate einish to make it separately. The four einshim cause four mitzvahs. Skilas Reifah Harik V'chenek cause us to say that Be'at Torah Mikabacha has four different channels, and therefore it's four mitzvahs. But the second that it's the same einish, for example, skill of Avodah Zarah and skill of Shabbos, then you're left with the one general mitzvah of Be'at Torah Mikabacha. So just a quick recap, what we have here is the Rambam holds that the Dalam Mises are counted as four mitzvahs. The Ramban says it's one mitzvah of Be'at Torah Mikabacha. And according to Rav Shach, the Rambam theoretically agrees that there should be one mitzvah of a Be'at Torah Mikabacha. Just happens to be the Rambam has a rule, general rule, when you count mitzvahs, any mitzvah that has a separate einish turns into a separate mitzvah, and therefore, since you have four einishim, therefore, you have four mitzvahs. Now we'll go to the Gemara. The Gemara starts off, Amar Rava, Amar Rav Schair, Amar Rav Huna, Kol Mokim Sheshanu Chachamim Derech Minyin, Ein Muktim U'mu'ocher. Anytime there's an order in a Mishnah, or Brisa for that matter, and the Chacham list off all the things you have to do. Ein Muktim U'mu'ocher, the order is not to be taken literally, it's not ma'akiv the order. Sometimes it's only a mitzvah, the chatchila to do it, sometimes it had no meaning at all. Chutz mishiva samanim, there's one Mishnah that the order is dafka, and that's the Mishnah of how to be mavi or kesem. You have seven ingredients that you put onto a kesem, a stain, to see if it's damnida or not. That's the only Mishnah, the only time that the chachamim were makbid in the order that they said. Gemara continues that Rav said, af arba misos, our Mishnah is also a case that the order is dafka. From the simple fact that you see Rav Shimon and the Rabban arguing about the order, obviously the order is dafka. On that thing, where it says, "V'idach b'plukta l'kamayri," the Rav Huna, who said the only Mishnah that the order is ma'akiv is the Mishnah of Mavir Esaksamim, he would hold our Mishnah is not included in that list because our Mishnah of Arba Misos is a plukta. This is Mam Shapella, all the Achrayim Master Kasha. But plukta l'kamayri means when you're making a list, you don't want to get involved in a machlokes. You don't want to get involved in a machlokes. Therefore, you leave out a case that's only one opinion of a machlokes. For example, the Gemara in Yevamos says that the Mishnah said there's 15 arayas, the pati yitzaris. The Gemara asks, there are other type of ervas also. The Gemara says, all the other ervas are plukta like a mairi. Since only one shita holds that erva would pati yitzara, we're not getting involved. Our Mishnah is only listing things that are lekuli alma, that are indisputable. However, when it comes to our Gemara, Enochanami, Reb Shimon, and the Chacham have a machleik is what the order is, but they both agree that their order is dafka. That's the whole point of the Mishnah. They're arguing what's more chamer than the other one. But they're both agreeing to the point of our Gemara. They're both agreeing that their order is dafka. So when you're making a list of how many Mishnayas are dafka, you should list our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is clearly saying an order that's dafka. And Enochanami, there's a machleik is about what the order is, but in regards to being on the list of an order being dafka, why shouldn't it be on the list? Now, before we answer this question, let's just do the next Gemara. Rav Papa argues, and he adds on, he found another Mishnah where the order is dafka, and that's the Mishnah in Yuma. The Mishnah says, Kol Maisa Yom Kippurim Ha'amurim Al HaSeder Im Higde Maisa L'Chaveri Lo Yosef L'Klum. The Mishnah lists off all the jobs that the Kohen Gadol has to do in Yom Kippur, all the Matan Dam of the Par, of the Sawyer, of the Avodas Pnim, and afterwards we have this Mishnah that the order is Ma'akiv. So this should be included in the list. Rav Huna is making a list of all the Mishnahs that the order is Ma'akiv, that the order is Dafka. Rav Papa found another Mishnah. The Gemara continues, Rav Huna will tell you, V'idach, ha'hu chumra bi'alma. Rav Huna didn't count this because it's just a chumra. What does it mean it's just a chumra? Rashi explains that Rav Huna is only counting in his list things that the order is dafka based on the importance and the chashivas of each one more than the other one. For example, this Mishnah about Mavir and Al HaKesem, so it says Roik, Tafel, Megrisim, Meriglayim, that's the order of the most chashiv, the most prominent ingredient, and it's followed by the next most prominent ingredient. So that's what Rav Huna considers a Mishnah that goes in order a dafka type of order. It goes in order of the most strict, most important, most potent ingredient to the less potent. But when it comes to the issue of Yom Kippur, it's not pshat that you have to do the par before the sar, and then you do the avodas pnim. That order is not because each avoda is more important than the next avoda. Rather, the reason is ma'akiv is because Yom Kippur is such a holy day and such a chashuv day, so every single act of Yom Kippur has to be done exactly like it says in the Torah. So it's not included in Rav Huna's list. Rav Huna only counts things in his list that the chaymer and the chashivas and the importance of the act would make it have to be first. Since over there it's because of the day, not because of the act, therefore it's not on Rav Huna's list. Now some achrayim are not happy. They say Rashi's a daichik. Rashi's saying that Rav Huna is making a list, if it's ma'akiv or not, and he's having such a lumdisher approach on what goes on to his list. At the end of the day, the order is ma'akiv, and Rav Huna is making a list of things that are ma'akiv. Why should it make a difference to us if it's because of the importance of the avodah, importance of the day? At the end of the day, you have a list, and it's ma'akiv. But that's what Rashi says. However, Meir Simcha has a beautiful chap to answer both of these nekudas. We asked earlier, how could you tell me, we only use B'pluktolai Kamairi if we're getting involved in the machlaikis. Over here, both sides of the machlaikis agree that the order is ma'akif. So Rabbi Simcha says it was up to him, Lulei D'mistapina, if he wouldn't be afraid, he would switch the girsa and put the answer of Chumra Ba'alma in the place of Pluktolai Kamairi and the answer of Pluktolai Kamairi in the place of Chumra Ba'alma. And he would say as follows, the Gemara asked, why didn't Rav Huna list our Mishnah? Our Mishnah is also an order that's ma'akif from the fact that Rav Shimon and the Rabban argue about the order. Obviously, the order is ma'akif. On that, the answer would be, it's a churma ba'alma. Rav Huna is only saying lists that you do all the things on the list. For example, the shiva samanim that are needed, that are necessary to be ma'avir akasim, you need to do all seven samanim. So then we have a question. Do you have to do seven in the correct order or any order? On that, Rav Huna says, usually when you have an order to do all the jobs, usually it's not ma'akiv. Only by shiva samanim it's ma'akiv. Our Mishnah, the Gemara is answering, is not a list of doing all the jobs. You're not giving someone skila srei v'herik v'chenek and you want to know which order to do it to the person. It's a whole different thing. It's a churma ba'alma. Rabbi Simcha is saying, the Gemara's answer is, this is not the type of list Rav Huna is writing. Rav Huna is making lists of things when you do all of them, for example, Yom Kippur, for example, Chalitza, all the other lists of our Amid are always a list. You're doing 10 jobs, and we want to know, do you have to do it in the order that's written or not? So there Rav Huna says, all lists are not ma'akiv. The only list that's ma'akiv, it's important to do that order, is the Shiva Samanim. But our mission is not even the right type of list. Our mission is saying, it's a list of chumra ba'alma. It's a list, what's more chumra, that if you're mechuyev two, you're only getting one. Since it's a whole different type of list, therefore, it's not a kasha on Rav Huna why he didn't count this list. And then the next kasha from Yom Kippur, the Mice Yom Kippurim, where Papa said, why don't we count that? Because there also the order is ma'akiv. On that thing, more answers, but plukta like a ma'iri. That's a machleik, Rav Yehuda and Rav Nechemya. The Gemara in Yuma brings down, a machlekes tanayim, if avodas that are done lechutz without the big day lovin is the order ma'akiv. So the Mishnah over here that Rav Papa brings down that the order is ma'akiv is not an automatic Mishnah, it's not a kuliyama, it's disputable. This is the regular pluktolai kamayri that we usually find in Chas. We didn't want to say in our list, Rav Huna was not interested in getting involved in the machlekes, so he didn't say that that order is ma'akiv because it's not clear that it's ma'akiv, it's a machlekes tanayim. So if you switch around the gears, it makes everything simpler. We had a kasha that B'pluktolai Kamairi is not really doing what B'pluktolai Kamairi usually does, because over here, it's not the point of contention if the order is ma'akiv. And we said the chiddush of Chumra Ba'alma to say that Rav Huna's list is such a lumdish list is also very shver to say. But if you switch it around, then B'pluktolai Kamairi is exactly like every B'pluktolai Kamairi in Shas. And Chumra Ba'alma is a very logical svara. Rav Huna is saying lists of things, you have to do all the things in the list. But a list, you're only doing one of the things in the list. And the question is, which is more common than the other ones? That's the type of list that Rav Huna is not talking about. Now it's beautiful, because I found this girsa that Rameya Simcha is scared to say. He says, Lulei D'mistapina, he would switch around the girsas. I found it in the Margolos Hayam, he brings down from the Or HaNelam, that found this girsa in the old Ksav Yad of Gemara, mamash like Rameya Simcha was mechavin. To say that the Gemara's kasha, why don't we include in the list our Mishnah? On that, the answer is, Ahu Chumra Be'alma. And on the kasha from Maisi Yom Kippurim, from the Gemara in Yuma, on that, the answer is, Pluk Deloi Kamairi. You also can be myself that the Lashon HaGemara is much better according to this girsa of Rav Meir Simcha, than the way we have it. Because the Gemara says, Ahu chumra ba'alma. It's just a chumra. Now, Rashi explains that the Gemara's point is that we're only counting in the list chumra mitzad, the chashivas, the importance of each thing. Over here, it's the chumra of the chayvas hayoyim, the strength and the importance of the day that creates that it's ma'akim. Therefore, it's not on the list. So one could ask, why are we calling that a chumra ba'alma? It's just a chumra? They're both chumras. The question is a chumra based on the acts that we're dealing with, or is it a chumra based on the day that we're dealing with? Why is that called a chumra ba'alma? We're not contrasting a chumra and not a chumra. We're contrasting a chumra mitzad avaydus and a chumra mitzad the day. You should say a chumra sayoimhu. But according to Rameh Simcha's Girsa, which we're saying from the Megol Sayyam, is ready in the Ksav Yad, it's beautiful. The Gemara's question was, we should list our Mishnah, which is the list that's ma'akiv. The Gemara's saying, that's not a list that's ma'akiv, because that's not a list that you do everything in it. It's just a chumra ba'alma. It's just a list that's saying which is more chumra than the next one. We're only counting a list that you do everything. This is not a list that you do everything. It's a chumra ba'alma. So it's very understandable, the Lashon chumra ba'alma, because we're coming to oppose this idea that this is a list of doing all the things in order. We're saying that's not this type of list. This is a list of a chumra ba'alma, of just saying which thing is more strict. Now we'll go towards the bottom of the Amud. The Gemara says that the list of Rav Huna, of orders that are ma'akev, is lafuke, the order of putting on the big day kahuna. The Mishnah says you should put on in the following order, kesoynes, mechnasayim, mitznefes, and avnet, which says that the kesoynes has to be before the mechnasayim. And we learned in a braisa, minayin shalehidavah, kaidim mechnasayim, shenemar, mechnasay bad, yuha, basaroi. The braisa says that the mechnasayim, which is form of pants, go before the kesoynes, like the pasuk says, mechnasay bad, yuha, basaroi. Since you see the Torah saying that the mechnasayim have to go before the kesoynes, so this Mishnah that listed off the kesoynes before the mechnasayim is a list that's not in order. That's where Rav Huna has come to teach us. All orders in Mishnayos are not ma'akiv, it's not important. The order, only the Mishnah of Shivas Amonim Avir Me'al Kesem, that's the only Mishnah that's ma'akiv, the order. Now the Brisker Rav, in his Sefer on Yuma, points out that this Gemara, you see a big yisayid. One could have learned, this Brisa, in and of itself, that minayin shalehei dover kaidim mechnasayim shenemar mechnasay bad yuval basarei, that all the Brisa is saying is, nothing could be put on before the mechnasayim, because the mechnasayim has to be directly on the basar. And it's a din in hilchus chatzitza. You can't have any separation between clothing and the body. So make sure there's no band-aid, make sure there's no dirt, make sure there's no other begadim on under the mechnasayim. That's all the Brisa could have been saying. Lashon HaBrayis is minayin shalehei dover kaidim lemechnasayim. There should be nothing before the mechnasayim, because the mechnasayim has to be directly on your basar, on your flesh. But he points out that from this Gemara you see that the Brayis is saying much more than that. Because the Gemara is saying that from this Brayis you see not like the Mishnah. The Mishnah had said you have to put on the kesoynes before the mechnasayim. And over here was saying minayin shalehei dover kaidim mechnasayim, that the mechnasayim have to be first. So you see from this Brayis not like the Mishnah. You see that the order in the Mishnah is not ma'akiv. Now, if the whole din of mechnasayim is just not to have a chatzitza, so theoretically you could put on the kesoynes. The kesoynes is more or less like a robe, and then you could sneak on the mechnasayim under it. Just make sure that there's nothing between the mechnasayim and the basar. Why is it considered a stira between the Mishnah and the Braisa to the degree that the Gemara says, you see from the Braisa that the Mishnah is lavdavka? The Mishnah said kesoynes and then mechnasayim, it's lavdavka, because you see the mechnasayim has to be first. Where in the Braisa do you see the mechnasayim has to be first? All you see is that the mechnasayim have to be directly on the basar. So Dr. Biskarov, you see from here that this drasha is not just saying there can't be a chasitza, rather it's saying much more. It's saying the mechnasayim have to be first, and there's an order. And it's the Torah's makban on the order. Mechnasayim have to go on before kesoynes. Now the question is, how do you see in this pasuk that the mechnasayim have to be first? It's obvious that mechnasayim have to be on the basar. If the whole point was like the Biskarov understood in his havami, the whole point is there shouldn't be a chasitza, so we understand the pasuk says al basari. But where would we see from this pasuk that the mechnasayim have to be before the kesoynes? So really, Rashi answers the kasha. Rashi says, "Al besorei mashma kishalayv shon." When you put it on, yehi besorei mibli levush. When you put it on, your basar should not have any clothing on it. So if the al besorei is mashma, there's no other clothing on it. That tells you that the mechnasayim would be first. So we're not just learning out hilchas chatzitza; rather, we're learning out that the mechnasayim have to be first. The Yad Ramah is a different pshat. He says, "Mechnasei bad yiu al basarei." The Torah is talking to a person that's putting on the kesainas. When you put on the kesainas, already it should be the mechnasei bad yiu al basarei. They should already be on the basar. That's how you know that the mechnasei bad should be first. So Rashi and the Yad Ramah both saying pshatim, how we see in the pasuk more than the halacha, there shouldn't be a chasitza. We're learning out that the mechnasei bad have to be put on before the kesainas. I just want to point out, there's a tremendous nafkmina in Havana between Rashi and the Yad Ramah. According to Rashi, it's a halach on how to put on the mechnasayim. The mechnasayim have to be put on a person that doesn't have anything on him. You have to be mibli levush at the time of the mechnasayim. According to the Yad Ramah, it's a din how to put on a ksainis. The ksainis have to be put on to someone that already has his mechnasayim on it, on him. I mean, there's no din how to put on the mechnasayim. Rather, it's halacha how to put on the kesainas. So, just a short recap, we have the Beis Kerov pointing out that from our Gemara, you see that the order of putting on is ma'akev, which tells us that there's a halacha you have to put on the mechnasayim first. Rashi and the Yad Ramah are both agreeing with this idea of the Beis Kerov. They just have different versions of explaining how we see in the pasuk that the mechnasayim have to be first. But the point of the al-Basari is not just there shouldn't be a chasitza, rather it's a halacha that it has to be put on first.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Mara Mekleimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.